Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, welcome to another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series. Streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, I'm John Schaefer. The Malian singer, songwriter, and guitarist Fatoumata Jawara has a wonderful voice and a remarkable range of collaborators. Musicians from Cuba, Ethiopia, Benin, rock stars like Flea and Damon Albarn, the jazz legend Herbie Hancock, the list goes on. Today, she's here with her own band to play a couple of songs from her most recent album called Fenfo, which means something to say. Here with a song called Ntereni is Fatoumata Jawara. That is Ntereni, a song by Fatoumata Jawara. You'll find it on her most recent album called Fenfo, but obviously a live performance here in the studio with Fatoumata singing and playing guitar. She took the first guitar solo. Sam Dickey playing guitar. He took the second solo. We've got Josh Harry playing the bass and Wayne Matthews behind our drum kit. Fatou, it's great to have you in the band here today. We're all big fans of yours. We're really excited that you could be here today.
Thank you so much for having me back again.
So you were here once before just to record a version of the song Fenfo.
Exactly.
The video of which is on our website at newsounds.org. The title Ntereni, what does that mean?
Ntereni means my friend. You know, it's a kind of conversation between a love, lovers, two people who are in love. Mm-hmm. And the husband is going
away.
Away for a while. You never know if he's going to come back home or not. It was, you know, my way to talk about the migrations and, but in a different way. You know,
from a kind of a personal
standpoint. Yeah. Because I have a mini example in my, you know, my many friends that their husband or boyfriend have been living, you know, and they have never come back home. So it's, you know, just to remind the world that they are human being and they have a lot of love to give back.
Yeah. You know? And the title Fenfo, the title of the album, I mentioned in introducing you, it means something to say. Is that what this album is trying to say? Is that what this album's about?
You know, the album Fenfo, yeah, a lot to say. It's you know, just to my feeling. You know, I would love to talk about my feeling, my feeling of the world. You know, how the world's going now. And has a mom, has a child of this planet, has a, you know, human beings, you know, just it also being an African. So I was, you know, wondering how I can abort all those subjects with love, but in the same time talking about the reality, you know, like the migrations and also the situation in north of Mali, you know, well, our children. So
yeah.
As a woman, you know, because we are just a few women, to be able to express ourselves, you know, to be free and to be leaders. So I think it's important for me to be the voice of those less people voice.
People who don't have a voice
who
themselves.
Who don't have
a
voice,
yeah.
Exactly.
So a couple of things there I want to follow up on. One of them is you're from the Wasulu.
Yeah.
And in Wasulu music, women traditionally have been kind of the main singers and musicians, right?
Yeah, no musicians. This is not often. We normally don't play an instrument, but we are allowed to be singers.
Right.
And in my tradition in Mali, I can say men used to play an instrument and women, we sing. And most of the time, it's a couple. You know, women sing for their husband or for, I don't know, for their brother or... So in my case, it's a little bit different. I'm trying to do both together.
Yeah.
So the new generation, I mean, the independence, yeah.
But that tradition of strong women and, you know, women's voices being heard in Wasulu culture, you're kind of taking that tradition and taking
exactly.
The next step.
Yeah, yeah, the type of singing is totally from the village. But musically, it's a bit open because I've been starting to write my own project, you know, to compose when I was in Paris and collaborating with a different type of artist like a Didi Bridgewater. So I did a lot of jazz with a Didi. So that changed a little bit.
Didi Bridgewater did that album in West Africa.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was a great
Red
record.
Red Hair, yeah, in Mali.
Yeah.
So when I have discovered, you know, when I discovered her type of music, you know, she was like using her voice as an instrument.
Right.
And that has changed totally my visions of the music. So
yeah. So
you can hear these influences to my music. It's not totally traditional, but the way how I sing is totally traditional.
Yeah. Well, now, the other thing I wanted to follow up on is you mentioned the situation in northern Mali, and a couple of years ago, you organized Voices United for Mali, and you did that song Maliko, a plea for peace in northern Mali. What is the situation there now? Has it gotten better?
Yeah, it's getting better. You know, by the grace of God, we got no stability, but almost, but through the music. Because after this Maliko, many artists was more involved, you know, through their voice, they realized that music can really change things, you know. And many young people are composing, you know, about the situations, you mm-hmm. know. I'm not there, but the works keep going on, and I'm so happy. And rap people, rappers.
Yeah, and yeah. It was from traditional kind of acoustic instruments to rappers.
Exactly.
It was all these people coming together. And, you know, the power of music is not just shown by all these musicians coming together. It's also shown by what the Islamists tried to do when they took over.
Exactly.
Which was to silence the musicians.
Exactly, to silence the musicians. And I think it was something very hard, but it's incredible how much now Malian people realize that their culture was everything. We knew that we had our music, it was important to follow our ancestral instruments, you know, to give a lot of attention to them. But since this story, since 2012, mm-hmm. you know, so we are like, wow, we don't want to lose this.
Right.
It is more important today in our days.
Yeah.
You know? Even for me, I didn't know that I could lose my music. So now I feel like, wow, somebody want to take this to me. There is no life no after this. You know,
yeah.
It's everything.
Once you think you're about to lose something that you took for granted,
you are different now.
Yeah, you feel differently.
And the good thing is that all the new generation are conscious of this, and this is amazing.
Good.
It means that we're going to fight for this culture, for our voice. Yeah.
And it's not just the old traditional sounds. I mean, there are new sounds coming
exactly.
from Mali. And
yeah.
this next song you're going to do, Nege Nege, you know, it has kind of like a funk soul thing going. It's clearly you've been listening to,
yeah.
you know, a lot of international music.
Exactly. It's nigga nigga. You know, it's this pattern. We use it a lot in Mali. You know, the Sonike people, Kasunge, Bala, and Wolosodon. It's like 6 or 7 names on the same. It's a kind of heartbeat. You know, pupum. A cocoon, you know, and in Nigeria with the, you know, the Afrobeat,
right,
and Ghana it's the high life,
right,
but from country to country the name changes. So I'm my version is like a between from Fela Kuti to my traditional
okay.
versions, you know.
John so Fody. all these different
yeah.
styles
exactly.
From Afrobeat, high life,
exactly.
all that stuff. The Mbalax music
exactly.
in Senegal, and yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, it's an amazing melting pot of music yeah. there in West Africa. Let's hear another live performance. Fatoumata Diawara is our guest here in the studio today.
Thank you.
Fatoumata Jawara and her band live here in our studio with a song called Nege Nege. You'll find that on her most recent album called Fenfo, which I guess, Fatou, that's your second full-length record by yourself, right?
Yeah.
There have been a couple of other, there's many other things.
Many
that you've
others.
But only the two, full-length records in the past 9 or 10 years. Mm. Is that because you're still working in film? Are you still acting?
Yes, a lot. I'm still working on the film, yes. Most of the film is more in Europe and in Africa, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like acting. I like that.
Well, that's how you started, right?
Yeah.
When did music become, first of all, what music did you grow up with? Did you grow up with traditional sounds?
Yes, I grew up with, with the traditional sound, with my father. He had a troupe, had a company, a small company, traditional company in Ivory Coast. And I was dancing like a crazy. I knew how to dance, my traditional dance. My first passion is dancing.
Wow. And so was your father a dancer or a musician?
Not at all. He was organizing.
Oh, he was the head of the troupe. I see. And this was in Ivory Coast.
Ivory Coast.
Because the Wasilu people are in that whole area, southern Mali.
They've been migrating, you
know. Côte d'Ivoire. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. And at what point did you start hearing, you know, the funk from Fela Kuti in Nigeria and the sounds of rock from Europe and America?
Honestly, this has started when I was in Paris. Because in Mali, we use 200% the Malian music. And, you know, I didn't grow up with all those diversity, you know, diverse music. So when I moved to Paris, I was like 20 years old. And I've been in touch with all those big sound like Nina Simone. I've been discovering Nina Simone very late. I was like, wow. I was like a baby. So, which is not bad because, you know, Mali is the country today, you know, where you can really hear the really blues sound, you know, traditional. We are very, you know, still in touch with our old sound, you know, what people call old sound. So
right.
I do like it.
Bringing old sounds to new sounds.
Yeah, because
that
we are not, you know, we don't listen to something else. So we still can, you know,
well, a lot
still
of,
using them. Yeah.
A lot of experts think that Wasilu music is one of the real roots American blues.
It's true. It's because I don't have the Kamalungoni, but if I had the Kamalungoni right here, the sound wouldn't be like this.
Right, that's the lute.
It takes you to somewhere, you know, somewhere else. You go to Mali direct.
Well, now there is a track on the most recent album on Fenfo called Mama.
Yeah.
Which has
the Kamalungoni.
And it also, is there a kora?
Yeah, there is a kora.
And the cello. And
exactly.
That combination of kora and cello, I'm sure you're familiar
with
the record.
It's very soft, but they are there.
you must know the record by Balake Sissoko and Vincent Segal.
Exactly. It was Vincent.
Oh, that's
it's
Vincent?
The one Vincent.
He's playing
in the
cello?
Album, yeah. He's best.
But the kora player is not Balake Sissoko.
No, it's not Balake. It's a Tumani Jabati.
It's Tumani?
Yeah, it's Tumani.
Wow. Okay.
And Siddiqui, both.
Father and son.
Father and son.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay. Tumani has been here on several occasions as well. Great kora player from Mali. It's like Disneyland for music fans. There are so many great musicians.
to keep using those instruments, but in a different way.
This is going to sound like I'm changing the subject, but I'm not. Hmm. Is Fatoumata an unusual name?
Yes, Fatoumata
is. Okay, here's why I'm asking. Because you mentioned the Kamalungoni, this lute, and there's this musician named Vieux Kante who plays the Kamalungoni, and he wrote a song called Fatoumata.
Fatoumata.
And I was wondering if... Oh, you don't know the song?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
But there are many songs, you know, with the name Fatoumata, because it's like a musical, you know.
It is musical. Okay. But still, an unusual name, so... maybe he was thinking of you when he wrote it. What were you thinking of when you wrote this next song, Bunya? What is this song about?
Bunya, it's about the respect. how we can respect each other, you know, because in our world, you know, something which is different, people are like very uncomfortable with it.
Yeah,
you know?
we call that othering now. You know, the other with
you
a
know,
capital
the others,
O.
You know, yeah. And I don't know why. So I think the diversity. Why we're still afraid of the diversity? You know, I think I call it a bunya because it was this simple word to me to reach this feeling, because I mean respect it even if you don't know it.
Yeah,
you know, by respecting, you will maybe be able to accept, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So the song it's about is this feeling, why judging other people? Don't judge. No one is perfect. Nobody is perfect. Nothing is perfect. And we should enjoy the diversity.
Well, let's enjoy this live performance. The song is called Bunya. Once again, Fatoumata Jawara and her band playing for us here in our new sound studio today.
Can you move on?
nice to see a band actually enjoying itself while they play. Bunya is the name of the song from Fatoumata Jawara. You'll find it on her most recent album called Fenfo. Obviously that, a live performance here in the studio. And in introducing you today, Fatou, I mentioned some of the many collaborations you've done over the years. I'm just wondering, was there ever a time, was there one collaboration where you thought to yourself, I cannot believe I'm getting to work with this person?
Yes. That was with Bobby Womack.
Bobby
and
Womack.
And also, you know, with Herbie Hancock and Paul McCartney.
Wow.
Yes.
Wait a minute, not all together.
Not all together.
Okay.
But every time, through them on Albarn from the Blur.
Right.
You know, it was taking to those people and I was like, wow.
So what did you do with Paul McCartney?
We've been playing, performing in London.
Wow.
The Africa Express, you know.
Oh, African Express, yeah. So
I was his guest on one song. I was like, wow. Unbelievable.
I'm singing with Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, now, after that, I mean, is there a dream collaborator out there that you haven't worked with yet? Someone who you really...
Not yet. Since things are coming naturally like this, you know, so... I mean, it is the blues, you know. We're going to meet each other. I'm very confident, you know.
Okay. Right.
You know, something which I think that everything is written. Nothing happened for, you know.
For no reason.
For no,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Everything is has a reason to come. So I'm waiting for the next, but...
All right. Well, so far it's worked out really well. And... Fatou, as I said earlier, you know, here at New Sounds, we're big fans of yours. It's been so much fun having all of you come
Thank
in and playing for us today.
Thank you very much for having me today again.
Fatoumata Jawara, my guest. This is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.